You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1040 AM here on this Thursday, September 21st. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest today. We do this every month. We're actually doing it a little bit earlier because it's a slightly more pressing matter today, but it's Corky Reynolds, City Administrator. How are you doing today, Corky?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always
fun to have
you on.
We got some exciting and immediate discussion matters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you emailed us and were like, I got to get on right away, and so we were like, okay, let's get you on. So we moved some stuff around, and here we are.
We want to talk about the recent Ways and Means Committee meeting, mm-hmm. which was held on Monday the 18th.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's a really important meeting that the committee had.
And but before we get into that, again, I just like to do this with every person on Valley Talk. Why don't you describe kind of what you do and what your role in the city is?
Well, I'm the city administrator, and my role is to carry out the policies and the procedures that are established by the city council, to oversee the departments, and to generally attempt to see that things move smoothly and consistently throughout the city of Crookston.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very, very important job, especially for a city as, you know, or a town as large as Crookston. So, but let's get into kind of the meat and potatoes. I'd love to chat with you for 20 minutes about how the Twins are about to clinch the division, but we do have more pressing matters to attend to, and of course, the big item on everyone's mind is the proposed levy. So
correct.
Why don't you chat about that?
Well, on the meeting of the Ways and Means Committee on Monday the 18th, we were discussing the preliminary levy for the city of Crookston. And the reason that we were doing that, it was a culmination of our approximately 6 to 8 weeks of department budget presentations to the Ways and Means Committee. And we have to make a decision which needs to be filed with the Polk County on or before October 2nd as to what we are proposing the levy would be for 2024. And what happened at the meeting was, now we were presenting potential levy percentage increases with the committee members, and one or two of the members said, well, we've heard presentations by our department heads as to what they would like to see or what they would like to have for 2024. If you added all of those together, what would be the percentage increase that would be required to fund those wants and needs? And those wants and needs relate to our streets, our infrastructure, our park and rec department. We answered them by saying if you were to grant all those requests, there would be approximately a 65% levy increase. Now, a levy increase does not mean that that's the percentage that your taxes would go up,
mm-hmm.
but a 65% levy increase would have obviously a big impact on what citizens of Crookston paid in taxes. And it would essentially be a 29.73% increase in your taxes.
Okay.
That's a big jump.
So what is the, like, ideal, like, what percentage kind of is the ideal percentage in terms of, like, is there kind of, like, a conflict of interest there with, you know?
There's no ideal. What the levy increase does, and the tax increase, it generates dollars for use by your city for roads, waterways, services that they provide, city parks, garbage pickup, those kind of things. A levy increase just generates dollars for use by your city employees to carry out their duties in effective, efficient, and safe manner. And the reason that at this point the committee selected that number is it gives the departments and myself the most flexibility. And that by that I mean when you set a preliminary levy that's filed with the county, that is the most that the levy can go up or the taxes can go up. You can always go down, and historically, most governmental bodies set the levy increase a bit higher because it gives them flexibility to look at what they really need. And our committee, the Ways and Means Committee, set it as high as it could possibly go with the directive to me and the departments to go back and look at your budgets. And we are going to be employing now a tiering system where I will be meeting with our finance director and department heads on an individual basis to go, tier one, what do we need right now for our departments to operate most effectively, efficiently, and safely? That'd be tier one. Tier two, of your requests, what would you like to have to be more effective and efficient? And three, what is it that we would like, but we can put that off to a different time? The city has some real immediate needs in terms of its water system, its roads, its sewer facilities, its parks. The way we deliver services to the city can be improved. Over time, historically, those have been put off for various reasons. And we are looking at now trying to bring those up to that safe, efficient, effective status for the citizens of Crookston, the services that the city delivers for our citizens.
So that 65%, like, how exactly did you come to that? Was it, you know, looking at the things you felt like you needed to get done and kind of...
That 65% was determined by each department head saying, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, wants and needs are two different things.
Of course.
And each department head now will have to go back with our finance director, with myself. We're going to go through line by line their budget and go, this item, item A, is that a want or is that a need? And if it's a need, is it something that is needed immediately to deliver effective, efficient, safe services for our citizens? But by the committee setting it at 65%, we have the ultimate flexibility. Let's say they had set it at 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right away, we would be eliminating things that maybe we actually really need right now because it doesn't generate the revenue that is needed to either buy the equipment, pay the wages, or carry out that service that we know we want and need to deliver to our citizens.
Yeah, I mean, very important things, like obviously changing the sewer systems and water systems and any sort of infrastructure, like that's important. We need those to be safe in our community.
And one of the things we have done is we have issued a proposal or a request for engineering firms to give us bids to conduct an evaluation of our roadways, sewer, water, and sanitary sewer systems to tell us what are the ages of those, what are the conditions of those, what are the ones that need the most attention the soonest. And we expect that we will receive those proposals in the middle of October, and for them to carry out, we've put a deadline on July 1, 2024, we will have in place the elements or components to allow us to make a comprehensive analysis and plan to bring our infrastructure up to present.
So you mentioned that different things in the city require more immediate action or can be put off. Like if this goes through, we'll go through, but how quickly do you expect that these projects will be worked
on? Well, depending on what we determine our immediate needs and then consideration by the committee and the council about where do we want to set the levy to generate those funds. And the final levy has to be done at the end of December, and that sets the taxes that will be generated for 2024. But such things as storage sheds for equipment need to be looked at. A difference of delivery of the garbage system They're contemplating, you know, analyzing, do we want to go to a different pickup of garbage? One of those trucks with the big arm that comes over the top, canisters. We're talking about that. That will cost money. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of updates we might make to, let's say, the arena. What are we going to do with the swimming pool? How are we going to address those issues? You know, we want to continue to improve the community. And one of the big items is, of course, infrastructure.
Yep.
How are we going to address streets? You know, we do on a periodic basis, make repairs in streets. Alexander Street is an example. Mm-hmm. But with this comprehensive plan that we will be getting, we will have a roadmap, if you will, for what streets need attention immediately, what projects need attention immediately. We want to be transparent about this. We want to be fiscally responsible. And realistically, we're not going to do all these projects in 2024.
Of course not.
Realistically, this levy is not going to go up 65% with a tax increase of approximately 30%. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And the department heads are aware of that. Committee members, council members are aware of that. But by setting it as high as it did, we as department heads and administration have the ability to really make good, sound, data-based decisions. You know, just as an example, and you'll have it, KROX has it, other sources has it, the city website has it, that if we did a 65% levy on a $100,000 home, the yearly taxes would go up about $213. On a $250,000 home, taxes would go up $700. Mm. They'd go from approximately $1,500 to $2,200. We know that that's not going to happen to those extremes, but the it's a preliminary levy increase. I can't emphasize that enough. It's done to allow us to really make data-based decisions.
And like you said, it can't go up. Like, it's not going to go up to 75%, surprisingly.
Well,
no, it's
for
always
two reasons. One, once you set your preliminary levy, you cannot go higher than that percentage. Two, 65% would grant all of the requests department heads have asked for. And we have to balance what we want with the ability of taxpayers to pay.
Yeah.
And we're aware of that.
That's the challenge is, like, obviously you'd love to get all these city projects done, but you also have to balance that with being able to, you know, get the general public to
recognizing what taxpayers can legitimately pay. We get that. And the preliminary levy, again, I can't stress that enough, is just sets the percentage over which you cannot go. This, and it does, it's not an arbitrary number. Many times governmental bodies pick an arbitrary number. They just go, we're not going to go above X.
Yeah.
But it's more like a dart throw or a gut feeling as opposed to what do we really need here? And setting the preliminary levy this high allows that data-based, conscious decision-making process to occur over the next 3 months, as opposed to here's our levy amount, which may, based on what it's set at, just take away projects you actually need, as opposed to what you want.
And I mean, yeah, you mentioned that as you go along and see, like, maybe we can put this off for another couple of years or whatever, like, that's going to start to quickly lower that percentage.
And one of the things that we will be developing next year is a municipal finance plan. We're going to be analyzing what our wants are and what our needs are, dealing with such things as the swimming pool, dealing with acquisitions of property that might be developed by the city. And when you develop that municipal finance plan, you talk about what can we do in terms of levy for future years? Should we be bonding? If we bond, to what extent? It allows a more conscious, data-driven thought process for how we proceed over the next 5 years, how we proceed over the next 10 years, and get a plan that is consistent through time, taking into consideration those things that are needs, and then again, what are our citizens expecting of us? What are they expecting of our employees? And what are they expecting that they can actually pay? So it's a more thoughtful process as opposed to just, if you will, throwing a dart at a board and say, okay, we're going to go up 8%. Why? Because we're going to go up 8%.
Yeah.
So was very helpful for department heads and administration to have this higher preliminary levy, knowing we're not going to end up at that number.
And that's obviously what like the committee meetings are for, to discuss all that stuff. And you were telling me before we got on here that there is a way, if you maybe can't make it in person to the committee meetings, you can watch them on YouTube.
Yeah, we do stream our Ways and Means meetings, and we do stream the council meetings. And again, I believe it's YouTube, but there is a on our webpage how you can get into the meetings and listen, and you can listen to the entire thing. You can come in and out as you wish. And again, you can always come to the meetings in person. They're at City Hall. Council meetings are every second and fourth Monday. Ways and Means Committee meetings are typically set specially or specifically, but in the last 2 months, we've been meeting on the alternating Mondays for Ways and Means Committee meetings, mm-hmm. not when we have council. But we will continue that process now as we go through a more thorough review. And the council has asked me to provide updates on our process at the council meetings that we have on the second and fourth Mondays, just indicating to them, here's the department we've reviewed. We've looked like we've eliminated some of these items. We want them, but we've determined that it's not a tier one. We need this now kind of thing. And I will be doing that on an ongoing basis at our council meetings.
And I think having that transparency is something that a lot of people will value. Even if, you know, they may disagree, it's at least nice to know that you can go there and
you can watch it live, yeah. And you can access it afterwards. They're always there. I don't know the correct terminology, if it's a podcast or what it is, but the meetings are recorded and then they're uploaded to be able to be viewed at anyone's leisure and at their convenience, for sure.
So what you're telling me is that you're about to become the next big podcast host. That's it.
That certainly was my goal all along.
yeah, for sure.
But well, it's there. It's available at any time. And if you have any questions about how to access a live meeting or how to access this recorded meeting, you just call City Hall 1232 and we'll give you all that information.
Well, Corky, it's time flies when you're talking about levies in the city of Crookston, but we don't have much time. We only got about a minute, so do you have any last second comments that you want to
Understand what we did on Monday night was a preliminary levy. It is not the final levy. That will have to be determined after the truth and taxation hearing, which will be held on December 11th. And know that your department heads, city administration, council members are looking at this process to see where we need to be to give us those things we need immediately at a fair and reasonable price, if you will, taking into consideration our citizens' ability to pay as well.
For sure. And you know, we'll have a bunch of updates probably right here on KROX, so
you sure will.
We'll have a lot of people will not be in the dark. So thank you very much, Corky. It's always fun to have you on here and talk about these things going on in the city.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Thursday, September 21st.